synchronizing supply and demand. For an organization to proactively manage its business toward optimal performance, demand and supply must be synchronized or in balance, as illustrated in Exhibit 2-10. Exhibit 2-10, balancing supply and demand. If supply exceeds demand, then inventories increase as a result of the imbalance between production and demand, or there is unused capacity in the case of make-to-order, etc. Production rate reductions lead to job layoffs and reduction in plant efficiency. Profit margins suffer from price cuts and discounting. If, on the opposite side of the equation, demand exceeds supply, then customer service levels fall due to increasing lead times and back orders whenever supply cannot match customer demand for products. Costs increase because of overtime and the need to expedite shipping at premium transportation rates. Quality suffers from the rush to ship products. Profit margins decrease as a result of transportation, labor, and quality problems. Balancing supply and demand can occur at the S and OP level as well as at the master scheduling level, as is addressed next. Balancing decisions could create trade-off situations, so this is also covered. S and OP versus master scheduling role in synchronizing. S and OP synchronizes supply and demand at the volume level to help ensure that the production rate is feasible and the order backlog remains reasonable. Master scheduling is used to synchronize supply and demand at the mix level. Rates that impact volume include the overall sales volume, the amount of the product being purchased by customers, and the production rate, as well as the following, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Aggregate inventory. The inventory for any grouping of items or products involving multiple stock keeping units, SKUs. C. Base inventory level. Order backlog. A past due or open customer order yet to be fulfilled. SIN. Backlog. S&OP is most effective when it plans and balances supply and demand at the product family volume level as opposed to the end item or product 1009 level. This is in line with the objective of the resource planning process, which is to make sure that key resources are available to meet volume and rate of production requirements before the start of production and before the final product 1009 is known. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines product 1009 as the control of the individual varieties of items as they are processed through a production facility. The planning of the end item 1009 is appropriately deferred to the master scheduling process. Rough cut capacity planning assesses in more detail the adequacy of bottleneck or critical resources to accommodate product 1009 requirements shown in the organization's manufacturing planning and control system. S&OP maintains the proper balance of supply and demand through early identification of supply and demand imbalances and resource shortages and surpluses, and through effective coordination of the functions and tactical plans involved in sales and operations planning. Making trade-offs. S&OP decision-making involves making certain that tactical plans in every area of the business are in alignment with the overall view of the company's business. A key tactical plan for planning and inventory management professionals is the inventory plan or the backlog plan. These set inventory/backlog levels. So what happens when management makes an add-on or changes its strategy? As one might suspect, there is a cascading effect on the tactical plans in the other areas of the organization. Tough decisions need to be made that require trade-offs. An organization's non-manufacturing executives are often involved in this decision-making process. Therefore, it is important for the plan to be in terms that are meaningful and consistent. Each functional area impacted by the change analyzes the impact of the decision and determines the best alternate plan. Situations where trade-offs often occur include: management decides to expand into a new market after the S&OP production plan has already been developed and authorized. In order to accommodate the expansion request, the production of some other product group would need to be decreased. Management wants to satisfy all demand in a peak monthly period, but the S&OP production plan shows that it would not be a profitable move. The plan could instead be leveled over the course of a seasonal cycle. Management wants to measurably improve customer service. S&OP can strive toward that objective but avoid aggregate production in excess of aggregate demand. Before any trade-offs are made, it is important for top management to fully understand the impact of what is being requested in the context of the sales and operations plan. Rarely is the impact zero. Therefore, to make the change requested, something else must be foregone. Once the critical trade-off decision has been made, the S&OP production plan is updated and serves as the basis for monitoring and controlling manufacturing performance.